Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're talking about, ChatGPT isn't the only chatbot out there. There's lots of major players. And, you know, we talk about all these different ones on the podcast, but which ones are actually being used the most? There's been some recently published data that kind of breaks it down a little bit further. So today we're going to talk about that and also discuss maybe why you would choose one over the other. Before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so if you've ever wanted to grow or scale your business with AI tools or your career, we have a school community where every single week we drop exclusive content we don't share anywhere else. So we have videos all about how to become an AI consultant in whatever your industry or niche is, what I personally have done to make money as an AI consultant, how I found clients, how much I charge, what I do. And, you know, I have friends that charge $25,000 to go do a speaking gig to a big company and consult them on how they can implement AI at their company. And so we've talked to some of those people and implemented and made videos all about that too. So there's all sorts of videos on that. There's videos on how to grow and scale your business, different AI marketing growth hacks, how Jamie made $25,000 from an Amazon program, how he's using AI to scale that this year. And so tons of different stuff. If you're interested, it is $19 a month. In the past, we've had this at $100 a month. And it's currently at a discount price. If you get it now, when we raise the price in the future, you will your price will be locked in and you'll never get the price raised on you again. So over 300 members, people share all sorts of interesting ideas and strategies that they're using. You can learn a lot. We learn a lot all the time, and we make exclusive videos every single week in there. We'd love to have you as a member of the Hustle community. So we'll leave a link in the show notes where you can join that. All right, let's talk about what OpenAI is doing and what all the other AI companies are doing. I guess, Jamie, what stood out to you the most as far as which companies are kind of growing right now?
Yeah. So we, you know, in our last episode talked about how ChatGPT just surpassed 500 million weekly active users, which
crazy.
Is absolutely insane. No one really comes close to that, to be honest, but it's kind of interesting to see just some of the other companies and their active users. So SimilarWeb, it's a company that estimates traffic to websites, kind of did this study. And they discovered that Gemini's web traffic grew over to 10.9 million average daily visits worldwide in March.
Wow.
So that's up 7.4% month over month. So, I mean, 10.9 million average daily visits. So they're maybe getting 70 million, you know, weekly users potentially. I mean, we don't know exactly, but still, you know, kind of pales into comparison to ChatGPT, but that's still significant. That is Google, of course. And we've talked about, you know, in the past, maybe why you'd want to use Gemini over ChatGPT is that they now are connected to Google Docs. So you can use it in combination with some of your other other tools. But Jane, do you want to talk about Microsoft and Copilot?
Yeah. So Microsoft, their Copilot traffic has actually increased to about 2.4 million. That's up about 2% since February. So they're definitely not growing as fast. I think the big, like the reason why you're going to see big numbers like this is because Gemini, well, first off, Copilot has been kind of out for a little bit longer. It's a little bit more established. They don't really have anything too interesting or buzzy that has come out. So 2% increase is just kind of as per usual for them. And they're heavily relying on OpenAI. And as long as OpenAI can keep being the top, they'll keep using their model. And so at this point, I think when OpenAI comes out with something big and new, like their image generator, people are just going to go directly to OpenAI. They'll get most of the benefit. Copilot has limited boost. Now, the reason that we saw Gemini see such a big jump with like almost, you know, 7.5% last month is because Google came out with Gemini 2.5, which beat every other model on the benchmarks. Now, I personally used it and found a couple glitches. I'm not trying to throw too much shade over at Google, but some of the responses, like I'd ask it a question and it would respond to a question I'd ask like four up in the chat that it was just probably a bug. And they said it's like super beta and they're fixing some things with it. So like, I think I got caught up in some of that, and it inevitably, I hope it gets better. But as far as the benchmark goes, like it was technically better. Is it like my preference? No, because it's still got a little work to do, but technically on the benchmarks, it is better. And so I think a lot of people were testing it out because of that. And so they saw a pretty big jump due to that. The other one that we wanted to mention though, was Anthropic's Claude. So SimilarWeb is reporting that they have about 3.3 million average daily visits in March. Now that's kind of crazy to me that, like, I know Google's big, but Claude has kind of been like, I don't know, Claude's been like the number two, it felt like, for a long time. But it seems like Gemini at 10.9 million and now Anthropic's Claude is at 3.3 million. It seems like it's beating out Copilot, but yeah. It, not by that much. And it feels like Gemini is like becoming the number two AI model. So to me, that is pretty crazy. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Just to clarify, is Claude, I think we've talked about this, Claude is more geared towards coders.
It's supposed to be for everyone, but every coder I use only uses Claude because they say it's the best for code.
Okay. So yeah, and maybe has more, again, more usefulness than Copilot. I would imagine, like you said, I think Copilot was probably, installed on every, Microsoft device. And so boom, everybody has it. Maybe they use it. Maybe they just kind of ignore it, when they hit, I don't even know how to use Windows computers anymore, but that makes sense to me. I think Claude definitely has a lot of use cases for coders and things like that. So what I think is interesting about this article is it talked about DeepSeek is actually number two still, even though they've lost a lot of users because of all the Chinese drama, I'll call it.
Yeah.
They dropped 25% of traffic from where it was in February, but they still reached, 16.5 million visits
a month, which is kind of interesting because the analytics that we see for a lot of others are like daily active users. So Anthropic, we see like 3.3 daily. A DeepSeek is 16.5 million monthly. Kind of hard to know because, it's kind of hard to know. But yeah, I think that would put them at not as huge because it's like we're only getting the monthly statistics, but still really impressive for the company. A lot of people said would flame out. They're like, oh, DeepSeek was big on the scenes. Everyone kind of copied the one innovation they had. They're not going to be able to catch up. And still they're at 16 million visits. So I do think that's impressive. We're contrasting that with something like XAI's Grok, which they only just got their web app like a couple months ago. And they had about the same number of daily visits as the DeepSeek chatbot. So they were at about, the numbers we're reading, by the way, are coming from a TechCrunch article. And it looks like there may be a typo in the TechCrunch article because it says that DeepSeek has 16 million visits in a month, but it says that XAI's Grok has about the same amount of daily web visits as DeepSeek, which is 16.5 million. So I'm not sure if that's daily or monthly.
That was confusing.
To those numbers for you. I think TechCrunch might have had a typo there.
Yeah, that's what kind of got me when I was reading. I was like, oh, is it monthly or daily? Because that's a big difference.
So. Yeah, definitely a big difference. I would say it's probably more like monthly. It might be actually daily. But anyways, we'll definitely double check and do that. In any case, none of these AI models even get close to the king, which is ChatGPT, with over 500 million weekly active users last month. This is pretty big. It's hard for anyone to compete with them. So apparently, according to SimilarWeb, DeepSeek is in second place. So I guess that probably means DeepSeek had 16 million daily visits.
Yeah,
okay. So that clears up. That clears up the confusion. 16 million daily. Sorry for that, guys. But so Grok then would actually be beating every other. Grok would be number three, which is crazy. So it goes OpenAI's ChatGPT, then it goes DeepSeek, and then very close behind it is Grok within like, I think, 100,000 users or so. So we're seeing really, really fierce competition there. And DeepSeek has been dipping. So DeepSeek is down 25% while Grok is kind of up. So this is kind of interesting.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying. That makes a lot more sense. I think ChatGPT still is going to be on top for a while because of all the new features they're releasing that are very exciting and all the funding they're raising. So it'd be interesting to see who kind of falls in that number two spot long term. Anyways, if you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate those and read every single one. And also don't forget to check out our school community where you can learn to actually make money with AI and grow your business. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.